Welcome to the Entertaining Money Podcast. I'm Samuel Bogan, and in this episode, we're discussing a topic that's extremely important. This is something so critical that you have to know about it. I'm talking about the higher prices that are coming. Yes, please believe me. Higher prices are coming, and you need to get prepared now. Well, here's the thing. The average person is most likely completely unaware that higher prices are on the way. And sadly, what this means is they are going to catch a very tough time. I mean, think about it. If a person or family is struggling to make ends meet right now, can you imagine the difficulty they would encounter if prices were to double, triple, quadruple, quintuple? What if prices were to grow to the level that people are completely just out of their ability to buy the things that they need for their everyday sustenance? Get what I'm saying? Yet their wages stayed the same. This would be a horrible situation, and it's like this, folks. That's exactly what's coming. Now, you may be asking,
man, how do you know?
Great question.
Here's the answer. The U.S. dollar is a currency and an instrument of debt. Our entire monetary system is based on debt, baby. And when the debt load becomes unstable, central banks can simply restore stability by releasing the pressure, if you will, on the dollar by reducing its value. That means that the dollar becomes weaker, and a weaker dollar means higher prices. Now, about that debt.
What's really good with it?
As of now, the U.S. national debt is approximately $19.8 trillion. Again, that's $19.8 trillion.
Can you count that?
Also, there's approximately $127 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Unfunded liabilities are things like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, student loans, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the FHA. So as you can see, a lot of people have to get paid. This means more currency and more debt. Now, if you're wondering about higher prices and if there are any examples in the U.S. history, well, check this out. From 1978 to 1982, total U.S. inflation was over 50%. This means that the cost of goods and services doubled over that time period. Will the new bout of higher prices be over a five-year period? No one knows, but what we can say for sure is that higher prices are definitely coming, and you need to get prepared. In order to prepare for the coming higher prices, one thing you can do right now is start to budget your money. Your goal is to have a cash reserve that can help you cover your normal month-to-month expenses. That's the most important thing. Start looking at areas in your monthly spending that you can cut back or altogether eliminate. For now, that's the Entertaining Money Podcast. Be aware that higher prices are coming and start taking action
right now.
You don't have to be a victim. You can get ready by taking the action right now to get prepared. I'm Samuel Bogan, and we're out.